877-381-0077.
Better late than never, as the Pope apologizes to victims of sexual abuse. He was on a wild trip to the UK. How was he received? We'll talk about it. Here at home, people still grappling with the Tea Party movement. What's it about? Who's involved? And can it benefit us? And what does it say about the Republican Party? So many questions that we probably won't be able to answer in just one show. Plus, we've got a few surprises for you, too. Like, silly stuff that I happened to see in the paper the other day about divorces and what occupations, surprisingly, are the highest for the possibility of a divorce. I think you're going to be shocked by, like, the first two. Pleasantly, broadcasting wasn't even on the list. So that bodes well for myself and for Matt Johnson, who's still looking for Mrs. Johnson. If you think you're a candidate out there, send me your photo, americatonight.net. Now we're going to let him pick his own bride. Kate Delaney, ATN is this show, and we zig and zag all over the place, as you can already tell. It's kind of like being on a bumper car. You never really know what's going to happen. You just might get jolted. If you get jolted and you want to chime in and throw in your two cents, do it. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. All right, since I brought up the whole Tea Party movement right from the get-go, there was a poll. You know how we love polls. If you've never heard the show before, there's a zillion polls about a zillion different things. And a lot of times it's fun to kind of dissect what the polls are saying. So Rasmussen, which I think is one of the better polls out there, they recently did this poll that shows, they think, the weakness of the Republican establishment, says that the strength of the Tea Party movement shows that there is this Achilles heel to the GOP, because there's a breakdown between the Republican so-called establishment and the Republican voters. Just like throughout this country, we know that from America Tonight, the gap is widening between the political machine or the elites and mainstream everyday voters. You know, that's probably the biggest problem. How far removed are the people who represent you from reality? And that's what you got to ask yourself. I say this all the time. It's simple. It's about we the people. That's our government. It's a democracy. It's we the people. Whoever represents you in Washington, they're representing your voice. And I don't know, that's the problem. The voices across America don't seem to be being heard lately. So 75% of Republicans say their leaders are out of touch with the party base. And, you know, this Tea Party idea in trying to come up with a definition, a Wikipedia bullet point, if you will, as to what is the Tea Party. Well, it's a grassroots populist kind of movement. I mean, that's what's happened, and we've had this many times in our history. And the reason for it is because the status quo is just not cutting it. It's just not cutting it. And where did it all start? It started probably over a year ago, but it really heated up with the thing in Arizona, Governor Jan Brewer not vetoing the tough immigration law that there was blowback on, that now is part of a crazy lawsuit that's going to waste millions of dollars most likely. And I think really the Tea Party is just what I said. The main definition, if I were defining it, I would include it is about these two issues. It's about federal spending and the crazy spiraling out of control deficits and taxes that are too high, and the feeling that really nobody's listening in Washington. No, they're not listening to the people in the suburbs, in the rural areas, wherever it is. And from the very beginning, the Tea Party's been kind of shoved out of the way. Oh, yeah, the nuts, the whatever. I saw them. They had wigs on in the one deal when Glenn Beck was out there or whoever was there. So, boom, they've just been shoved out as nuts. But that judgment might not be right on par. Yes, there are extremist fringe idiots, and there always is whenever there's a movement. But here's the deal. You've got now people in positions of possibly being elected. Ooh. So how big of a role does this movement play? It's not to be determined yet, I think. Let's see what happens in the upcoming elections. Because if there are a couple of people that really ride in, especially in Delaware, Christine O'Donnell, with very little political background, and the same thing in Nevada, if that's going to happen, Sharon Engel, boy, it'll take on a whole new meaning, I think. And that's why Republicans are very careful now what they're saying about this, you know, about what they're saying about the Tea Party. People are fed up. It's about representation. And you might see an incredible turnover in the House and in the Senate. You've got all the House seats up, and you got 37 Senate seats up, and hey, 37 governor's gigs are up for grabs, too. Let's go out to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan.
Hey, darling. Before I get to my comments on the Tea Party, I would like to compliment you on your very astute Bears Texas analogy and you being the winner by picking the Bears. Second of all on that, I heard your little dig at me just there at the last, let's do the Bears and the Texas, we're going to do it together, blah, blah, blah. Again, kudos to you. One question, did I win the prize package or did somebody else?
You did not win the prize package. You're going to have to try again.
Well, I shall endeavor to come forth with it eventually.
There you go.
You know, for an optimist. Okay, now, to get to this Tea Party thing. What it is men and women all across America who are tired of all this regulation that we have on our businesses, all this stymieing of us trying to do what we just want to do, make a decent living, take care of our families, pay our 10% to God if we so do so, and we want to pay a whole lot less in taxes to the government. Taxed enough already is what T stands for. Now, again, I have a suggestion for us all. We, as American citizens, can vote for Republicans, even though we have to hold our nose, and get rid of the Democrats across the board. Anybody that votes for a Democrat, you have voted for somebody to sabotage our endeavors. Now, if we can get 2/3 majority of the Congress and our little fiefdom in the Senate, we can repeal all of these stringent things that the socialist / communist / Muslim run government by our president and his elk to get rid of it all.
All right, so Dan, thanks, Dan. Dan says, you know, he threw out a few things there, but I think basically he's saying, forget all the regulation, big versus small. We see what happens when people are running the government, where they get out, I think they lose touch with the people that they're representing. More Tea Party definitions, and what does Colin Powell think of the Tea Party? That's next on The Flip Side.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Madonna thinks of the Tea Party movement. No, I'm only kidding. I hate it when celebrities are asked about politics, because who cares? Do you really care? Do you really care what your favorite singer thinks? Unless they're involved. Unless they're, like, politically motivated and they're trying to raise money for something or there's some reason behind it, I get it. When people, I think the worst thing ever that you see is when people who don't pay attention to what's going on around them in their own neighborhood, whatever. But they will pay attention to what the celebrity says. Are you kidding? The least informed people usually, because they're too busy, they're in the middle of their careers, they're memorizing scripts, they're out partying and seducing women if they're rock and rollers or whatever. They don't have their pulse on what's happening in the nation. They're too busy. So anyway, trying to come up with a definition of the Tea Party. If you look at Wikipedia, they do have a definition, of course, because, you know, things get thrown up on Wikipedia about anything, whatever pop culture thing might come up, or even old school. So the Tea Party movement is a what they're calling a populist political movement in the United States that happened in 2009 through a series of locally and nationally coordinated protests. And their definition is the protests were partially in response to a couple of federal laws, like the Emergency Economic Stabilization Act of 2008. Boy, that's a mouthful, huh? The American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. That one was brutal. And healthcare reform. And the Tea Party, duh, we get it, the reference to tea and the Boston Tea Party of 1773. Of course, we all know that, which was the protest against the British government for the monopoly on importing tea and into the colonies, blah, blah, blah. And so that's the image, I guess, you get in your head. And I guess the biggest, if we think back, the biggest Tea Party protest was probably, in the beginning, was back in September of 2009, where you had the whole West Lawn of the U.S. Capitol and the National Mall just filled up with a lot of people. There's debate as to how many people, but there was a lot of people there. Let's put it that way. Now it's a question of how far does this go? Does it really translate into new politicians? And then what does that mean when the politicians get in there? Or if they get in there? That's the first thing. I guess the first step is, do they get in there? And once they get in there, can they actually do anything? Because it depends on how, if the House flips up entirely, and if you had pretty much all new faces, then it's a brand new day. Because how many people are going to owe favors to how many people? Well, the answer is not a lot necessarily, because you're not having the same old people that are representing. When you have somebody that's in there 28 years, that's part of the problem. That's too much. I contend the opposite of what some other people would say. Well, if you have the same person, then they get a certain cachet. So they do have chips in the game and they can help your state because they've been there, they've earned their wings, they move up, they're on committees, and now that plays a part into what happens in West Virginia, in Texas, in Illinois, in California. And if you kept having newbies that only did two terms, they couldn't accomplish as much. I don't think so. If you had term limits, I think that would be the smart way to go. Maybe if you had term limits, somebody could come back and try to run, but they'd have to be out of the spot for at least two terms. Let's just say that. Because I think the fresh blood and fresh ideas is bigger. And yeah, we can argue about the procedures and all that other sort of stuff, but who cares? It's not working. I think a big giant turnover would be a huge coup and would make a big difference. It would make a big difference in the United States if you flipped the House, if you flipped the current incumbents, no matter who they were. You know, you have some Republicans that are in office that haven't done squat that could be moved along, too. And if they had a fire lit underneath them, how much better would they be at what they're doing? If there is a threat of losing the job, then, in other words, I think the performance would be better. And I'm all about small government anyway. I think small is better. I'm with Tom Jefferson. You do not want the giant machine. And I think it leads to all these problems. And ultimately, there's too many eyes upon what's happening. I think it's better with states' rights. And if the government was running smoothly and, sure, hit a pothole here and there, maybe that'd be a little bit different. But the potholes are now sinkholes. And they're beyond sinkholes, too. I mean, we are just drowning, absolutely drowning in debt. And what is the way out of all this stuff? And the taxes? Nobody in the middle class wants to get a higher tax bill. Are you kidding me? Can barely afford it as it is now, working two and three jobs, a lot of people. Here's what Colin Powell had to say. He was asked, he was part of the Sunday Swirl, he was on Meet the Press, and he was asked about the Tea Party and trying to sum it all up. What are they about? Do you think they kind of go away eventually? Here's what he said.
This movement doesn't become a real force until it starts to talk to the issues. I want to cut spending. I want to have lower taxes. But how do you do that? You can't just have slogans. You can't just have catchy phrases. It may well be a fad unless it converts itself from a movement into something that is a real political organization that takes stands on positions.
All right, I can agree with that. I think some of you would agree with that, right? I mean, remember the Obama mantra, change we can believe in, change. You know, you'd see those blue signs everywhere he went, and he was a good speaker on the campaign trail. I mean, hey, let's be honest about that. He really rallied a lot of college students. He really won a lot of people over, not just college students, and in some of the tougher places he went, and his speeches were so eloquent in most cases. And that's how he won the favor of a lot of folks that were independents. Not just younger, but just independence, I think, in general. And then the brilliance of using the social media by the people around him. But has he delivered on that? He was a slogan guy. So the Tea Party doesn't want to be, if that's the goal, to get elected, they don't want to be, I mean, Colin Powell's right about that. What's beyond the slogans? We don't know, really, until I think some of the people that call themselves a Tea Party person, but Republican, until they get into office, I don't know that we know that. Or until there are some kind of major debates. In the meantime, what's happening now is, because if you're the president of the United States, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, it's all about coattails. This is the other phenomenon of politics. You want to be able to ride the coattails of someone who has some popularity. So Obama's now out there kind of cracking the whip in a different direction. A lot of people who are uber liberal to even mildly liberal, not happy with some of the things that the president has done. So now he's out there really rallying his base. He's talking about gay rights. He's talking about immigration reform. He's talking about middle class tax relief. This is a new shift to not skirt some of the issues. I think it's to just bombard the voters with what Obama thinks will excite liberals heading to the voting booths by reiterating support for the top causes and what can happen, what the future is. It's like Harry Reid. He knows that Harry Reid's in trouble. So Obama's going to be there in his corner this week as the Senate is taking up a defense authorization bill that includes the don't ask, don't tell policy. And plus this thing that Harry Reid threw out, you remember, the DREAM Act. Remember that? I talked about it briefly last week. This DREAM Act would be a pathway to citizenship for illegal immigrants who serve in the military or get a college degree. And he's planning to offer up that amendment on a silver platter to add to the immigration measure, you know, to put that in the bill. And will that go anywhere? I don't know. With some of those provisions, I think there's probably a chance that it might not go anywhere. John McCain says, look, it's obvious it's purely a political act. We're going in 180 degrees next.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is George Whitehurst Berry. As an avid outdoorsman doing professional photography of some of the most remote regions of the American Southwest, I swear by the Gusset Clothing Company. Diamond Gusset jeans are the jeans I've been looking for years. The unique gusset design, a technological breakthrough, was inspired by the needs of martial arts masters for more freedom of movement in their workouts. Diamond Gusset jeans are the most rugged, durable, flexible, and comfortable on planet Earth. Timeless style and good looks with rugged, superior quality made in USA cotton, superior weaving techniques, more stitches per inch, and higher quality standards go into every jean the Gusset Clothing Company makes before they proudly put on the label Made in USA. Buy American at GussetClothing.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T clothing.com. When you buy Gusset Clothing, put the word crash in the coupon code to receive free shipping.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Kiss, kiss, bang, she's not a fool. Extraordinary and oh so cool. When I feel the touch of her sweet lips, I know this is the devil's kiss. She sets my soul on fire with no return. Ooh, baby, just burn, burn, burn. And I think we're like Mr. and Mrs. Right. So I'll give you my heart tonight. Miss Kiss, kiss, bang.
Musical lead-in to this subject. If you want to get divorced, there's some people that you don't want to marry because they have a terrible occupation for wedded bliss. I happen to see this in the Washington Post, so check it out. I thought you'd be amused, some of you truck drivers out there. You didn't make the list, actually. Truck drivers are okay. The worst possible person you could marry for the chance of a breakup ultimately are dancers and choreographers. 43.1%. That's the highest divorce rates. Then you have bartenders at 38.4% and massage therapists. These are all from the Washington Post. 38.2%. This is the one that was really crazy to me. Fish and game wardens. Yeah, about 25% of them end up in divorces. Detectives, 12%. And then here's a safe occupation. Clergy. Well, how many pastors want to get divorced? Optometrists. I was thinking about this. there's a really cool optometrist that I go to every year to have my eyes checked, and he's got a cute, saucy wife that he is crazy about, and they have a couple of kids, and I'm thinking, that's right, 4% optometrists. So, and also a foot guy or a foot woman, podiatrist, like 6%. I guess what the deal is what is the crazy hours. So dancers, of course, have nutty hours, and sometimes, I guess, fish and game wardens do because they work long hours or they work on the weekend. It's more about the separation. It's the rates of separation, and that's the how the career will impact your possible wedded bliss, let's say. I don't know. I'm all for, what is it, absence makes the heart grow fonder. Doesn't it? Don't you guys want your space? I don't care how crazy you are about a woman or your woman. Don't you like your space where you can just sprawl out and watch the games and have the papers all over the place and have the nuts on the floor and you have a little beer pyramid right next to you and nobody's telling you to pick it up and nobody's telling you to go mow the lawn or to go paint something or whatever? I'm just saying, I think space is probably good, but this study showed that maybe not for some people. It just depends on the occupation. By the way, what the article said that I read is they got the information from the Census Bureau. That's how they came up with the information to get the real divorce and separation rates for Americans that were working in almost 500 jobs. So at the time of the census, when they looked at it, 16% of Americans who had previously been married listed themselves as divorced or separated. I'm just going to give Matt some hints here. He might want to think about marrying a nurse, maybe a doctor, maybe a home health aide. That might be okay. But in the top 10, casino workers, telephone operators, I don't know. They're probably because they get sick of people complaining. All right, Jeff in Missouri, you've got the floor. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I was commenting about this O'Connell woman and all this O'Donnell woman and all
yeah.
the talk about her one night with witchcraft.
Yeah.
I think it's funny because the liberals are going nuts over this for this one thing she did back in high school for one night, from what I understand.
Right.
And how many years did Robert Byrd stay in the Klan?
Long time when he was on the floor.
Yeah, and how many lynchings did he go to that we may not have? Because when he was in the Klan back then, lynchings were pretty popular with the Klan.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering.
Well, here's what I mean. You're going to find skeletons that are going to dance out of anyone's closet. We know that. That's why I've said this. If you're going to run, especially now, you got to have really thick skin. And anybody on either side, and you know this too, Jeff, certainly, where you are in Missouri, they're going to dig up anything they can find. And she made a joke of it. She was actually, Bill Maher really liked her. He had her on the show because she would just, she said.
Well, that was before he went too far to the left.
Right, but when he had Politically Incorrect on, and it was on ABC, he had all kinds of people on, and he liked having her on, and she just joked around about a bunch of stuff. So the bottom line is, I guess, I don't think that's going to carry any weight with any voters.
Especially for some, like the people on that side, forgetting that. I think it was something she did one night in high school.
Right, and that's what she said. She goes, look, have you ever hung around nutty people in high school?
Yeah.
It's like, you could look at other politicians and things that they've said that they've done, and I don't think it's going to amount to anything.
Me neither. I just want to point out the hypocrisy.
Yeah, you're right, absolutely. But I say that all the time. I mean, you can look on both sides of the fence, and you'll see that all over the place. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
All right, and so it's true. She said this, and we mentioned this. They have clips. It's easy to find them where she was on past shows, and one of them she says she dabbled in witchcraft, and what Jeff is referring to is it was something she did one night in high school where they went somewhere or something or, you know, whatever. Whoever is going to vote for O'Donnell, who is billing herself for sure to be a conservative Christian activist type, she's got the popularity of the Tea Party behind her and something working in Delaware. Otherwise, she wouldn't have gotten to this point where she got the Republican nomination, because Mike Castle was, to be honest, kind of a popular guy in Delaware. He's a very popular governor, and he's a longtime congressman from that area. So why would the moderate Mike Castle not have been able to soar through the primaries, especially with a very known name? When you think of Delaware, you think of Castle and you think of Biden. I grew up near Delaware. I knew who Mike Castle was when I was a kid. So there's no question that she's got some buzz that favors her, or she wouldn't have gotten that nod. Now it's all about what happens when people go out to vote, and if they go out to vote, and maybe an avalanche of Democrats will say, ugh, I think she's crazy and kooky, and I'm going to rally everybody I can to get out and vote the opposite and vote for Chris Coons instead, because we don't want her representing us in Delaware. And then vice versa, an avalanche of other people who pushed her through the primaries will rally other people in the state and say, we're sick of high taxes. We have horrible unemployment here. She says this is what she's going to address. This is what her speeches are centered around, or her slogans. And we're going to roll the dice. We're going to get a fresh face in there and see if she can deliver. Or, nope, we're not going to do that because we think it's too kooky and that there's not enough background here. And this is the other thing that's interesting about politics. I'll be curious to see if in this next decade we keep going down the same path always, for the most part, we have been lately anyway, and politically, is in who you elect. What is their background? What do you want in a politician? Do you want them to be a lawyer that has a lot of campaign contributors from the past, that granted there's a cap on that, but everybody loves XYZ, whoever the person is, and they say the right things, and they know the right people, and they can call in a lot of favors? Or do you want somebody different who doesn't have a lot of political cachet, doesn't have a background at all in politics other than maybe some basic things? That's what you have to ask yourself. Are you looking for a career politician who went through the path and, you know, worked in a legal office of somebody big, huge, and important, and was a speechwriter for so-and-so, went to law school, came out and did XYZ. They were a state representative, and then they moved up to the House, or they did this, or whatever. Whatever it is, are you looking for that career politician? Or are you looking for something different? Or is it all based on the individual? I think it's, for me personally, I think it's really smart to look at the individual, listen to what they're saying, and if there's campaign literature or they're quoted, of course, there's going to be stuff out there about them. You decide which road you want to go down. And I think the public, and I'm speaking for me, I'm speaking for many of you, we're just tired of the same old thing. And it's been brutal since 2008. When you think of what's happened to people in various careers and the middle class disappearing, I mean, that's the scariest thing to me. The possibility of the middle class just slipping into the abyss and having the haves and the have-nots. Well, boy, if you're a person who has it, it's all good, right? And, of course, you may help your buddies, but that's it. There's nowhere in between. You want to see how that plays out? Look at Mexico. Richest man in the world and a lot of wealthy people, and then a lot of really poor people. Not too many in the middle class. A little bit, but not really. It's really the haves and the have-nots. And that's not the only place on this planet where you can find the disparity of wealth between people who've got it and people who don't, and then what happens when there's no in-between. That didn't used to be an issue here in America, but it rapidly is becoming a very, very big one. All right, coming up here in just a few minutes, we're going to wrap it all up in a night a nice bow, easy for me to say. As to whether or not somebody won Nail the Score, I'm going to announce that next, along with a few other oddball things.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the Buy 3, Get 1 Free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
The big question here in America tonight, hey everybody, Kate Delaney hanging out with you, is did anybody nail the score? If you're a newbie to the show, thanks for listening. And what the scoop is, Nail the Score is a game we play on Thursday into Friday, third hour. Call in, because our computer randomly picks the game of the week in the NFL. You just have to tell me what side you like of the two teams. And what do you think the final score is going to be? For example, if you had picked the Colts routing the Giants, you might have been a winner. Here's what it sounded like on Sunday night.
Nine men up in the box for the New York Giants right now, daring the Colts to throw. Manning gives it off to Donald Brown. He scores! Donald Brown, his first touchdown,
and the Colts take a 6-0 lead on a 7-yard run.
He fakes to the throw is to Dallas. He's got it, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, yes. Dallas Clark.
The Colts score on a 50-yard fake to Donald Brown, over the top to Dallas Clark, 13-0 Colts.
Peyton shovels to the right, throws to the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Austin Colley. Austin caught it really at the back of the playing field at about the 1 and back in. It's 23-0 Colts, 9 seconds left in the first half.
Wow, so in the end, 38-14, it was not a big Manning showdown. It was all about Peyton Manning and Eli and his team just getting pummeled. As for those of you who called in and guessed, some of you did guess the Colts. I thought Indy would win it 27-21, so I wasn't close. We had Clarence in Kentucky who thought 27-20. Dr. E in Kentucky was going the way of the Giants. Told you, Dr. E. Well, we had Herschel in Missouri who liked the Colts 24-19, and Jaime in Kentucky said 31-21. That was pretty close, right, in a way. Indy. Even Dave in Vermont picked Indy, but 21-7 was his score. So the bottom line is nobody nailed the score. Nobody nailed the score. And how about Izzy? Izzy in Missouri. I got to give her props because she came the closest. You know what she said? 31-18. Woo, 31-18, almost. But it's not horseshoes. You got to just nail it exactly. So sorry, this time around we did not have a winner. Maybe we'll have a winner next time. It's good for Peyton Manning because in front of the home crowd he bounced back from a terrible week the week before. It's a strange week, I think, in the NFL. The Dallas Cowboys lose to Chicago and their home opener, and boy, Chicago really got it together, but the Cowboys are just falling apart. They're 0-2. And yes, it's only the beginning of the season, but they've got a bye week in the fourth week. They take on the Texans next week, and the Texans toppled the Redskins in overtime. They start the season 2-0. 30-27 was their score. Their quarterback, it's just an incredible story. He threw for 497 yards. Yeah. It's pretty brutal, huh? And they were down 17 points. They had a 17-point deficit, really, in the third quarter. This is a team to be reckoned with. And how about Michael Vick? He's putting the dogs behind him. He was huge in the Eagles' win against the Lions, 35-32 was the final score there, and they were behind in the beginning, too. It was looking like, ooh, I mean, I know it's just the lowly Lions, but it was looking like the Lions were going to kick some Eagle butt, and they did not do it. And, Matt, what happened to your Minnesota Vikings? What's going on with my second-favorite quarterback, Brett Favre?
Yeah, they need a new wide receiver. I think that they're probably going to be trading for Vincent Jackson pretty soon, given the recent offensive output that they've had. They're really missing Sidney Rice, and that was kind of the tale of the game, was that we couldn't do anything offensively. I mean, we ran the ball well, but we just couldn't score.
Yeah, but yeah, and it was, you could tell, you could see it on Brett Favre's face. If any of you watched the highlights or actually watched the game, that certainly Matt is, makes no secret, he's a huge Vikings fan. Our mothership is in Minnesota. I'm an Eagles fan. Our mothership is in Texas, and I also sometimes go to and watch Cowboy games, and shocker for the Cowboy fans, I think.
At least we lost to real teams. That's all I can say.
I agree. And the Cowboys, that's why I said it doesn't bode well for them. They come out of the gate, and they lose to the Redskins, and then now they lose to the Bears. Woo, that is tough. And I already mentioned that they've got one game, and it's the Texans, and then they've got their crazy bye week. You know, speaking of shockers, the Michigan State coach, Mark D'Antonio, had a mild heart attack. This is a huge story over the weekend. He had to be hospitalized on Sunday morning. And it's crazy. It was just after he called a fake field goal to beat Notre Dame in overtime, 34-31. It was huge. I mean, that was a huge win. And here the the coach goes down. Scary moment. I think he had to have a stunt put in. And the play that they use is called Little Giants. And they really, I mean, they really stuck it to the Fighting Irish. They lined up for a 46-yard field goal to tie the game. And the play clock, you know, is running low. And then the holder takes the snap, stands up, waits for Charlie Gant to come open downfield. And then, boom, it just 29-yard touchdown pass, and the Spartans are winners. But at the same time, while that's happening, the coach is having a heart attack. How crazy is that story? Matt, you were watching that. What a nutty thing to happen at the tail end of that play in that game.
Yeah, and I don't think anyone saw that coming except for the coach of the Spartans, because everyone was caught off guard. I was around some Notre Dame fans, hardcore Notre Dame fans, when I can't stand that school, so I was loving every minute of it and rubbing it into my buddies' faces. But yeah, that's a gutsy play too, to call that.
Very gutsy against a team like Notre Dame, and so that, you know, you wonder, did that just make him say, "Oh, I can't believe we did it"? And I mean, he had heart problems, but still, it's not. I'm sure it's not what he thought was going to happen when that play happened. I mean, he's 54 years old, so he had to have this stent in a blocked blood vessel leading to his heart. He's going to be in the hospital a couple more days, and then he should be out of the hospital, they're saying. But it wasn't too long after the football game that he started having these symptoms. And that luckily they took him to the hospital, and he started having the heart problems around, you know, 12:30 in the morning, the sneezing, that sensation you get in his chest, and, you know, they were able to do what they had to do. And, you know, it's Urban Meyer is another one who's the Florida coach. He had to be hospitalized with chest pains, remember, back in December after his Gators lost the SEC championship game to Alabama. Man, there must be something about this whole coaching thing, because the pressure must really get to these guys. A couple weeks later, he resigned, citing health concerns, but then he took back his resignation. If you remember, that story was crazy, that one. All right, speaking of crazy, if you're a sports fan, you know, you're all about the pizza. How many pizzas do you think get ordered during the games? Well, check this out. Domino's Pizza is saying that their first store is going 24 hours. It's in Ohio, and they're going to deliver pizzas 24 hours. It's there right near the University of Dayton, and they're offering a breakfast pizza with eggs, cheese, and bacon, and other pizzas as well. But they decided they're going to try to start opening some stores for 24 hours, and this is one of them. You know, pizza, cold pizza the next day, I sort of get that, but I don't know, pizza with eggs and bacon. Matt, would you even go there? Do you think you'd want pizza that was a pizza that had eggs and bacon and sausage on it?
I've heard breakfast pizza is very good.
Really? All right. Truer things were never spoken, I guess, if you like pizza. I heard it's really good. You should try the breakfast pizza. I'm still trying to get over that people have hamburger on their pizzas. You know, I don't get that either. It boggles the mind. All right, we live in the greatest country in the face of the earth, and if you don't think so, you need to get on the horse, ride around a few times, reach out and grab the brass ring.